The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. This is your country folks surviving up here in North Dakota. Minus 13 degrees on my front porch. Probably a little colder than yours. But we're doing fine up here. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I'm James Kelso, and we'll be together for 1 hour, as we customarily are, from Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. If you want to call in on tonight's show, I've got a phone number for you here. I stubbornly insist on not memorizing it. I figure that frees up one brain cell. 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. You can call at any time during tonight's show. I don't have any long Trump piece that would crowd out your phone call. But I do have some short little Trump pieces that the president, his new style, is making lots of short videos. And he now has his own megaphone, which is truthsocial.com. He's reaching tens of millions of people. This setup is pretty darn good. I like that. He controls his own operation. From the moment he starts one of his messages to the time you receive it, he's in charge of the social platform and the whole nine yards. It's beautiful. And we've got more good news tonight. Let's go right to the president. Let's go to Truth Social. I kind of live there. And his latest post, well, wait, let me double check before I misspeak. Okay. All right, here we go. Oh, I'm glad I checked. He has a post just a few minutes ago. All right, here's his latest post. Now, I'm reading it out, you know, with you right now. So let's see what he says. 10 minutes ago. I totally disagree with the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, in that the police officer, quote, thug, unquote. I think that's the president calling the police officer a thug, who has had a very checkered past to begin with, was not just, quote, doing his job. I hope Kevin McCarthy didn't say that. Quote, doing his job, unquote, when he shot and killed the great patriot, Ashley Babbitt. Now, this is wonderful posting by the president. At point blank range. Despite trying to keep him anonymous, shielded, and protected, this all caps misfit proudly showed up on NBC fake nightly news bragging about the killing. He was not a hero, but a coward, in all caps, coward, in all caps, who wanted to show how tough he was. And then, in all caps, this entire sentence, Ashley Babbitt was murdered, with three exclamation marks. There you go. I mean, the president just put that up, and that is so beautiful. That is so well said. The president is telling us, all of us, that we are all on the same page. And I love the boldness. I don't know what Kevin McCarthy said. He must have said something like, he must have used the phrase that, what's the name of that thug? Bird, the police officer, Bird, who executed Ashley Babbitt. If Kevin McCarthy said he was just doing his job, oh, Kevin, baby, you need to rethink that one. And I love that the president, if that's what happened, he must, the president wouldn't just put this up for no reason. Kevin McCarthy must have popped off defending Bird. So this is beautiful. I love the boldness of this going right after McCarthy, right after this selection of a Speaker of the House, a selection in which Donald Trump congratulated Kevin McCarthy on getting the speakership, and he's been very friendly to Kevin McCarthy, and no antagonistic relationship at all. And then right out of the box, and I've said this, the MAGA movement, if Kevin McCarthy gets out of line, if he moves 2 inches off of his leash, the MAGA movement's going to jump down his throat. And here you have it right here. The MAGA movement man himself jumping down Kevin McCarthy's throat. I love that. If any of you know how this came about today, what did Kevin McCarthy say that prompted this rebuke? Beautiful rebuke from Donald Trump. All right, let's go to his previous, his next post earlier today. He has a picture of his son, Don Jr. And he says, have you seen Don Jr.'s great new podcast on Rumble? Next episode drops tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern. So that must have concluded already. So we'll have a chance to listen to it later tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern. And his guest is Brazil's Eduardo Bolsonaro. Now, who is Eduardo Bolsonaro? That's the son of Jair Bolsonaro, who is the former, well, he's like Donald Trump. He is actually the president of Brazil. He was cheated out of the presidency of Brazil in his reelection bid, just as Donald Trump was. The two men are peas in a pod. Anyway, Eduardo is, it's interesting that he's actually meeting personally with Don Jr. The two guys are both, they're very analogous. They're the sons of great nationalist leaders. And the two of them are peas in a pod. And then the president says, subscribe today to the Donald Trump Jr. podcast on Rumble. Don't miss an episode. So that's nice. And we featured Don Jr. in his inaugural, his opening podcast. We heard it right here on this show. Okay. All right, so let's go down. Let's go to the first message from the president. He says, our campaign is off to a great start, and we are leading big in all the polls. If the election were held today, there is zero doubt that we would win in a massive landslide. Together, we will make America great again. And here is the president in a message to you that he made. He posted 3 hours ago for your listening.
The campaign is off to a great start, and we're leading big in all the polls, every one of them. Nationally, we're ahead by massive margins, 20, 30 points, even more than that, and no one else is even close. That means Republicans and Democrats. In one of the most recent national surveys, we had a 35-point lead over the rest of the field, with everyone else trailing far behind. That's a Republican poll. I just got back from a fantastic trip to New Hampshire and South Carolina, and there was incredible spirit and support, maybe like I've never seen before. And that has to do with me, and it has to do with my administration and the great job we did. But maybe more importantly than anything, it has to do with a horrible job that has befallen our country. We've never seen anything like it, with the borders open, with the bad jobs, with everything is going wrong with our country. I call it April Fools, because whatever should be done is the opposite. Think of it. The polls show we have commanding leads in New Hampshire and South Carolina as well, up by double digits in the latest numbers. Best of all, we're beating Joe Biden badly in head-to-head matchups. That's probably why his Justice Department is going after me. If the election were held today, there is zero doubt that we would win in an absolute landslide. And that's the way it should be, because our country is going to hell, and we're going to turn it back into greatness for America. Thank you very much.
Oh, boy, was that good. Now, think about it, folks. Think of the beauty of this. Donald Trump, his timing, so good. He entered the race for presidency in 2024 early. And thereby, he beat all of the communists who want to indict President Trump. They want to attack President Trump. They want to use lawfare in half a dozen different courts. I don't know how many there are currently persecuting. They don't prosecute. They're persecuting Donald Trump. But they didn't get in fast enough. What they needed here, because now look at the timing. Donald Trump, he just said it. You heard him say it. He said, I think these people, the Biden people, are prosecuting me and waging lawfare against me because I'm leading. I'm a candidate now. And I'm leading in the polls. Look how bad that looks for the communists. Like let's say they actually file an indictment against the president, and it goes to trial, and the judge is, you know, a crooked judge against the president with a crooked jury. How does that children's song goes? He a crooked judge with a crooked jury, and he walked a crooked mile. anyway, that looks bad. If the president, if you're now talking about your indicting your opponent, you're attacking your opponent, you're investigating your opponent. No, that's unseemly. That looks clearly petty and vicious. So, the president's timing is perfect. All right, let's see if there's another message right below that. I think there is. Okay, here comes the president. This was put up today for the benefit of all of us from his studio now in Mar-a-Lago.
Thank you very much to Governor Henry McMaster, a great guy, great man, incredible family, Peggy, wonderful wife, Senator Lindsey Graham, who fought very hard, Congressman Joe Wilson, William Timmons, Russell Fry, and the rest of our fantastic leadership team in South Carolina. We have a tremendous support system, and together we will once again win the great first in the South primary. It's first in the South, and we're going to keep it that way. This is just the beginning of Make America Great Again. South Carolina is a fantastic state. I won it twice. We're going to win it bigger than ever this time, and I want to thank everybody for their support. Thank you very much.
I'm loving the way he does these. And he's ending each fireside chat, his little message to you. And I love how short they are. But he ends them all with, thank you very much. I like that. What color tie was he wearing in this one? I think he had the red tie on. Let me just take a look again. Let me just take a look. It's just pleasant to have such a consistent leader. No.
Okay. Tell me, you're right about the menstrual cycle. So,
oh, that's the guy on the Pfizer tape that Project Veritas caught. Let me go back here. A little production error by me. Okay, let's go back in here. And but I love how the these messages. Now I'm saying he's hit a groove here. And I think we'll be seeing this will be the pattern all the way up to the election. This we'll be just getting short videos, short messages that people out there, like radio hosts, like this one, yours truly, they can play these little short clips more easily than bigger material, more lengthy material. Okay, so that was now. What was he doing right there? Now I know everybody in this audience hates Lindsey Graham. What a rhino! But now don't what Donald Trump did in South Carolina this last weekend. Lindsey Graham is senator from South Carolina. He has a big power base in South Carolina. So, you know, choose your firefights. Don't need to take out Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell is a puke. There are other pukes, but you can't take on all the pukes all the time. So Lindsey Graham fighting for his life. He's not in any position. He can be gotten rid of by the people of South Carolina in a heartbeat. So he's going to, toady up to the president and then come out with another rhino position, another warmonger. Let's have World War III statement. That's who this creepy guy is. But that's what Donald Trump has to work with the Republican Party as he finds it. And he'll go after individuals, but when he goes after an individual, he takes them out. When he goes after Liz Cheney, she's gone. He goes after Adam Kinzinger, goodbye. He's going after Mitch McConnell. I wouldn't put good money on Mitch McConnell's future in politics. I mean, you notice, I mean, look at the way he was talking a week ago and then prior to that about Mitch McConnell making repeated references to how does he use her name? He calls her Coco Chow, as in dog chow, C-H-O-W, not C-H-A-O, which is the correct spelling of her name. The Chinese spelling, he goes with dog chow, puppy chow, C-H-O-W. And he says she's wearing the pants. She's running the show at the McConnell residence and, operating their Chinese communist shipping company, which is making hundreds of millions of dollars for Mitch McConnell, and which is the only reason he has so much power. He's able to hand out big, fat million-dollar checks to fellow senators, and they're all feeding at the McConnell trough. Oink, oink, oink. And but the president, everybody knows this, but it's what you can't say. He's like George Carlin, you know. He's funny because he says, you know, people laugh because George Carlin just said what everybody knows is true, but nobody dares to say it. Okay. All right. So that's, we got a break here and it looks like, let me check my message board, but we'll be right back.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see.
Oh, okay.
And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right, we are politically incorrect hereabouts, and I was just watching a video. Pardon me for extending our music there just a bit to watch a video of Greg Kelly where is Greg Kelly? I watch him all the time. Is he on Real America's Voice, or is he on Newsmax? Destroying Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley, who just said she's going to run against Donald Trump. And I think she's going to change her mind. I don't think she's going to announce actually formally that she's running against Donald Trump, because Donald Trump has already, remember how this went in 2016. There were something like 16 different people. Some of them were good, like Rand Paul, but others were hideous, like Jeb Bush, running against the Orange Man, who had never held political office, never had any political position of any kind. He's just a really successful American entrepreneur, a builder. And he took them down, all 16 of them, bing, 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 like a guy in a shooting gallery, bing, 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 shooting those targets. And the first one he took down, I think, was Jeb Bush. And he took them down, big or small. Jeb Bush had $100 million already accumulated in his presidential run. He was cruising to, he's going to be the Republican nominee. You know, they came up with John McCain, and then they came up with Mitt Romney. You know, so bring on the next loser. How about Jeb Bush? The same empire. McCain, Romney, Jeb Bush. He was all set. And then here comes this guy, Donald Trump, comes in to break up the party. Hey, how dare you? How dare you? And he took out Jeb Bush in 1 week. I used to be able to recite the whole list of all these people he took out, but Donald Trump, he's doing it again. So Nikki Haley is the first one to step forward and say she thinks she could be a better president. And Donald Trump is leveling the boom. Now, speaking of leveling the boom, how about Ron DeSantis? Ron DeSantis, again, these guys are playing footsie with it. He hasn't announced. Come on, Ron, man up. Declare your candidacy. Appoint your election, committee, and file your papers, and, you know, let's go. Let's get into the ring. Now, I don't think he's even going to get into the ring, because he's already seeing, Donald Trump is already lobbing 16-inch rounds over the horizon. He's taking out Ron DeSantis, even though he's not even visible on the horizon. He's like the USS Missouri. I think they can shoot a shell 27 miles, which would be over the horizon. And I think DeSantis is going to say, no, this looks like this is going to be too much pain. I don't need to do this to myself. Anyway, let's go back to the president's Truth Social here. But here's the interesting thing. Greg Kelly, it's Newsmax. He's on Newsmax. He destroys Nikki Haley. And it's Donald Trump that posts this clip from Greg Kelly today or yesterday, just eviscerating Nikki Haley. So it's the president. And the president, he did the right thing. She apparently called him and said, I'm thinking of running or something. And the president said, yeah, go for it. Go, girl. You go, girl. He said, do it. Don't be bothered by the fact that you pledged you wouldn't run against me in 24. Don't be bothered by the fact that you're on TV saying Donald Trump deserves to be president in 2020. No, don't be held back by your own promises, and just go for it. Do what your heart tells you to do. Your evil little heart. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
There's a hole in this country where its heart used to be, and no glory is divided on fire in the street. They say building back better make America great. If that's a wave of the future, all I've got to say, stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep your big mess away from me and mine. If you leave us alone, well, we'd all be just fine. Stick your progress.
If you'd leave us all alone, we'd be just fine. That's the fundamental, isn't that the fundamental tenet of us right wingers? Hey, I'll leave you alone. You leave me alone. That's the building block of America. That's what we're all about. We're telling George III, hey, buzz off, buddy. Leave us alone. We'll grow our own crops. We'll raise our own children. We don't need your revenuers. We don't need your guys in red suits. Buzz off. And that's what the right's been saying to the tyrants. The other side. Flip the coin over. What's on the other side of humanity? The tyrants. The Trotskys, the Maos, the Pol Pots, the people who want to. How did George Orwell what was his verbiage in 1984? The image of a boot grinding into your face forever. That's their view of life. Is they want you on the ground. They want their boot in your face forever. They're evil. We're perfectly happy. You know, like, you go your way, I'll go my way. Unfortunately, when you have those two philosophies, which one has the advantage? Has one advantage anyway. Let's put it that way. The evil doer who wants to put his boot in your face, he's got a plan. And he's coordinating with his other evildoers. They smell each other. But you good guys out there who want to let everybody live their own life, you're in a sucker situation. You're at a disadvantage because you're not organized and you're not trying to throttle the people who want their boot in your face. You're ready to leave them alone. And that's what we've been doing for decades. We've been leaving them alone while they took over our schools. They took over our academy. The professoriate is, I mean, this is amazing. This is already outdated. I imagine it's even worse. Somebody did a survey of American university professors at the assistant professor and associate professor level. These are the professors who have not yet attained tenure. So they're younger. They're the younger professors. So somebody, he studied those professors, and he found out that the ratio of left-wing associate and assistant professors to conservative professors was 50-1. You still want to send your kids into that meat grinder? 50-1. That's how bad the American Academy is. And that doesn't happen by accident. That's a concerted effort. See, they're organized. They want their boot in your face. They know it, and they're going to put their boot in your face. Meanwhile, you're just letting them, those people over there at the university, they're busy studying away, and they're scholars, and they're researchers, and I don't need to interest myself in them. I'll just send my kids off to spend years being brainwashed by these people who are 50-1 left wingers. You might as well just say 100. It's 100%. They have no shame. They don't even try to cover their tracks. You know, you'd think they could maybe hire 20% of the professors, throw them a bone, hire a few conservative professors here and there so you can make it, cover your trail a little bit. Nope. They're going whole hog. So let's go back to the presidents. And, with this phenomenon, you have to keep hitting refresh, because he's always putting up something new. And let me see if he's got something in the last 10 minutes. I speak of Donald Trump. No, his most recent is that bold disagreement with Kevin McCarthy. And I love that one. That's my favorite post for the day, is speaking out, calling this Officer Byrd, who fired, point blank from the shadows. So he's in concealment. I mean, he does everything any police officer learns at the academy not to do. He fires at someone who is not aggressing, who is not armed, who is a slight woman, no physical threat to officer, using the term sardonically, Byrd. But he's hiding in the shadows, not face.
so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go. You know who you are, you're lying so and so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. We're gonna stand up and say so. I know you're lying, cause your lips are moving. There's no use trying, cause you ain't improving. My opinion of you, it's time that you should pack up and go. I'm gonna stand up and say so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. We're gonna stand up and say so. I've gotten sick and tired of you stealing my money to pay for jet airplanes and limousines. For crying out loud, you think it's funny. You and Bubba living above my means. At Chappaqua, living like kings and queens. I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice. And say it's time for you to pack up and go. You know who you are, you're lying so and so. And so I'm gonna stand up and say so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. We're gonna stand up and say so. Stand up and say so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. We're 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 gonna stand up and say so.
Hillary's America, in theaters now.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis. Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And I went rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell. With no kind of chance for the flag of
or the Liberty Bell. Hey, we're back. Again, thanks to our engineers in Round Rock, Texas, who, you know, you never know what you're fighting out there. The enemy is in control of the basic guts of the internet. So those of us, well, you notice, for instance, Newsmax just got chopped by AT&T. And I mean, that's you know, huge stuff. You're depending on AT&T to distribute your signal. And utterly unconstitutionally and illegally, AT&T just tells Newsmax, take a hike. We're cutting your signal. That's what's going on. And it's, of course, the right is at the receiving end of all of this illegality. So you never know how many of these George Soros and other communist-funded people are out there actively trying to destroy us, all of us, destroy us personally, destroy our communications media, our radio, television, and everything we've got is constantly under attack, like Donald Trump. Donald Trump is under 24-hour-a-day assault by every... Well, it's as we started the show off, I mentioned that the evil people that want their boot on your face forever, that's the image portrayed by George Orwell in 1984, they're organized. Their evil motivates them to attack, kill, destroy, burn. That's where they are. Whereas you're out there, you're a farmer, you're a mechanic, you're a truck driver. You know, you're a family man, you're a mother. Your motivation is to live life and leave the other person alone. You don't seek power over other people. And so they're blindsiding you. They've been doing it for your entire life. Not at the ages any of us in this show would be, they've been doing it for your entire life. They've been blindsiding you. And now it's their moment. This is their crucial moment. This is when the reckoning. Can they finish the job? They've got Joe Biden in there now. They've got Mayorkas in there. They've got Merrick Garland. I mean, come on. This is communism on steroids. These are people. Our border is open, wide open. Anyone from anywhere in the world can waltz right in, and the Border Patrol, their job now under their leader now, they don't want this person, but he's got the lawful, legal, even though he stole the election authority, he's made the Border Patrol into a welcoming committee for any of these illegals. So not only can you just waltz across the border with no one interfering with you, nobody trying to stop you or corral you or turn you away, but the Border Patrol's job is to hand you an envelope that has money in it, vouchers that you can redeem for food, for you can be put up in a fancy hotel in New York City, which you can trash, and there's nothing they can do about it. You'll be provided with transportation, with food, with in-state tuition, you know, you name it. Let's go to Dr. Kelly, if we can make that connection. At Mike, Dr. Kelly, are you there?
Oh, yeah, dude, it's so cool. I just wanted to compliment you on James Squared, and I'm so glad that I kind of got to introduce James in Vancouver to you and Dan Sutterfield, and James is the one that told me about Shane, and I just got a book added to the public library system called Fast Boats and Fast Times, Memories of a PT Boat Skipper in the South Pacific. David, L-E-V-Y, I don't know if that's Levy or Levy, and Gerald A. Meal. And on the back cover, you know what's for dinner? A record-setting 32-pound female brown trout caught by Dave on the Rio Grande River in Tierra del Fuego, southern Argentina, in 2003. That's a math. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, now let me give you a Tierra del Fuego story that's current this week. The guess who's building a naval base and a military or a industrial base at the very southern portion of Argentina's portion of Tierra del Fuego. Chile and Argentina share each has about half of Tierra del Fuego. And Tierra del Fuego, folks, right there, the southernmost tip of South America, and it's pretty close to Antarctica. So the communist Chinese, who are working all over the world, they're building a base in Tierra del Fuego, which they will use as the jumping-off point for their exploration that's in the works of and the mining of the continent of south of Antarctica. And you can imagine under that ice, there's an entire continent, and it'll be full of minerals and who knows, oil maybe, but full of all kinds of goodies that the Chinese communists would like to grab.
No, dude, because they'll pollute it. You'll be able to light the rivers on fire. Oh, no, if it was made in China, meaning the communist, it should have stayed in China.
I like that. Made in China, stay in China. I like that. That's a good one. Well, that's one thing. Donald Trump will bring that. And let me give you some good news. I've bemoaned on this radio show the fact that the Chinese communists were building a $1 billion corn plant here in my hometown of Grand Forks, North Dakota. And I think I'm not 100% sure, but I believe that finally – somebody, and this somebody was in the U.S. Air Force, informed the punks, who are, by the way, university academic left-wings people who took over our city council because they want to run. They want to be in control, whereas the normal citizens of North Dakota, we don't want to be on the city council. We want to just do our business. Well, these punks had made a corrupt deal with the Chinese Communist Party to bring this plant into our little town, which was going to wreck us. But somebody in the Air Force, I don't know how it happened, somebody's got a spine in there, said, hey, this doesn't work for us. Having a Chinese Communist facility within line of sight, near proximity to America's number one drone Air Force base. And these drones, by the way, when you think of a drone, don't think of some little thing that you saw the kids on your block flying around. No. The drones that the U.S. Air Force flies, I saw some at a recent air show here with the Thunderbirds. They had some drones parked on the runway. These drones can be as big as any commercial jet you've ever been in. These can be huge. They can have enormous payloads, and they fly around the world, and they can refuel in air. They can fly endlessly around the world, and they're controlled from Grand Forks, North Dakota. So the people sitting in the base here, they're controlling a drone that might be flying over, you know, Pakistan or, you know, the South Pacific. And they don't want to be communist. Well, anyway, they informed the punks on our city council, not so fast. And so this $1 billion corn plant with the purchase of North Dakota farmland may in fact be dumped this Friday. They're having a vote, and there'll probably be hundreds of us angry citizens in the city, crammed into the city council and all the way out in the hallway and down the elevator and into the street.
I want bullhorns, Kelso. I want signs. I'm going to get on a plane, and you pick me up at the airport, and I'll come help that.
But I had given up. I thought we lost this one. I went down several times to the city council and spoke very angrily, and I called the mayor a traitor to his face. You're a traitor, Mayor Baczynski. And I called the president of the city council, Dana Sandy, a traitor. And I said, where's your Foreign Agent Registration Act registration? Maybe he has registered as a foreign agent. It's a felony not to, have registered, if you're doing the sort of business with the Chinese Communist Party that he's doing. But anyway, I think I'll go down Monday when they have this Monday that they have their meeting, and I'll join all those hundreds of people cheering because somebody in the Air Force has saved our city.
Dude, and maybe you on the Trump phenomenon, and so all you wonderful service people out there, yeah, thanks for listening to Kelso.
Yeah, maybe I had, well, I did have some influence. Maybe my little, and folks out there, think of it that way. Every little, you know, put your shoulder to the wheel, push, and your little bit is making a difference. And, you know, so just, there are these gratifying moments. I had given up. And then I found out today that hey, that little effort you made several months ago looks like it's borne fruit. Anyway.
Dude, get the whole crowd chanting, made in China, stayed in China.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, this is, so, and, you know, this is when people are having a hard time focusing on who is the enemy, where is the enemy? The biggest, you know, the enemy's all over. We have enemies everywhere, in every people and every place. There are these evil people. They exist in every group, and they're everywhere. But the locus of evil right now is in Red China. It is the Red Chinese who may end your civilization, who may destroy the life of your children and your grandchildren. These are the people most likely to ruin your world. And by the way, who do we need helping us to defend ourselves against these Chinese SOBs? Trump. Not the Chinese people. Chinese people, fine, but they didn't elect Xi Jinping and the Chinese Communist Party. The Chinese Communist Party has been that boot on the Chinese face forever since 1948. So the Chinese people have been suffering all along. Who do we need as an ally to help us stand against this Chinese Communist Party? Well, power. Russia. Russia is our natural ally. Look at your globe, boys and girls. Look at the map. Who is right next to China? All over the northern border and the western border of China. It's Russia. And they are our natural ally. We've got a lot of good stuff to report about that, too. Russia's doing fine in their effort to defend their countrymen in eastern Ukraine. Dr. Kelly, thank you for calling. And we've run out of time. So we'll meet up again tomorrow night right here in the Trump Clubhouse. See you then.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.